you may or may not know that here at Journey we have what we call a mission of the month, and every month we kind of highlight that in our bulletin. And this month we have a new mission that we're supporting starting this year that I wanted to quickly just highlight with you guys. So if you look in your bulletin, you'll notice that we have for the month the Central India Christian Mission. And we're going to show a brief video here to introduce them, and then I'll share a few thoughts about it and kind of share a little bit more about the mission with you. So we'll start with the video.
Most of the unreached people groups on the face of this earth are in India.
When we talk about the unreached peoples of India, it is a massive assignment, because in our country, more people have tasted Pepsi than have heard the name of Jesus.
My heart was to reach those people who have never heard about Christ, who did not have any hope, but also the children and the people who were neglected because they belonged to the lowest caste.
In India, millions of children are homeless, millions of children are hungry.
I've seen how kids are treated, how kids are abused, how kids are just left out.
This is a dark nation. If we ignore children, we cannot win this nation for the Lord Jesus Christ.
We have leadership training, children's ministry, church planting, evangelism, prison ministry, medical ministry. We are talking mainly about reaching Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists. In Hindu faith, man is working hard. People are trying to find God. They believe in reincarnation. They believe in the cycle of births and rebirths. So if people have sickness, they believe he is facing the consequences of bad karma in this previous life, because your present life is the result of your previous life. With Jesus, we are saying, no, your body is temple of God. You don't have to go through this suffering. You can have better life. When their next door neighbor is not caring, when their friends and relatives don't care, here we come in the picture, strangers willing to help them. They say, why do you do that? How come you are so different? And then we say, it is because of Jesus Christ. And then they say, who is Jesus Christ?
So many children who did not have any future, they have received hope. I always say it's the same formula, 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish in his hand.
We are committed to trained church planters who are willing to go to the unreached areas, who are willing to go to the dangerous areas, who are willing to die for Jesus.
The majority of students that we have come from unreached families. They came to know Jesus and they decided that they really wanted to pick up their cross, follow Jesus wherever, and now they're committed to go back to these areas, to go back to their families, to go back to villages where they will not be accepted and preach the gospel.
पीछे हटने वाला नहीं हुआ, आखिर घर वाले तो मुझे छोड़ ही चुके हैं. और जब तक मेरा जीवन रहेगा तब तक मैं पिता परमेश्वर के सेवा में अपना जीवन गुजारूंगा.
We strongly believe that if we train these children and if we mold these children as strong Christian witnesses, God can work miracle and God can change this whole nation.
In last 28 years, Central India Christian Mission has planted 837 churches in 9 different states of India and 3 other countries besides India. On a given Sunday, we have over 220,000 believers who are worshiping Lord Jesus Christ in these churches. We are thrilled to see new open doors. We are thrilled to see thousands and thousands of people coming to Jesus Christ. But Indu and I believe that the best is yet to come.
So I just wanted to touch quickly on a couple things there. I think you heard mentioned at the beginning of the video that most of the unreached people groups in the world are in India. When they mean unreached, they mean that they haven't even heard the name Jesus Christ one time. And rough estimates are there's about 3,000 unreached people groups in the world. 2,400 of them are in India alone. So I'm pretty comfortable saying that there's no mission field in the world that's of greater need than India right now. The other thing you may have heard is talking about the caste system. Because of the majority of the beliefs in India of Hinduism, they have this caste system, and they believe that based on what you did in one life and how you lived, it determines your position when you become reincarnated. And so they have this caste, it's the lowest caste in India, and it's called the Dalit people, and they're called the Untouchables. And the reason they're called the Untouchables is because if you are a Hindu and you help somebody in the Untouchable caste, you're considered fouled forever, that you'll come back and be reincarnated as an Untouchable. So these people, they live and they die, and nobody really helps them. And if it's not for people like Dr. Lal and Central India Christian Mission, they die every day. And just to kind of give you a personal thing for me is how the big part of the reason why this is so important to me and such a big deal to me is I have two sisters that my family adopted from India when they were little. And one of my sisters was from the Untouchable caste. She was a Dalit. She was born in Mumbai. And we changed her name when we got her. And a lot of people always ask us, well, how come you changed her name? How come you didn't keep her name? And, you know, culturally that would be significant. Well, the problem was her name in India meant trash. If you're born to the Untouchable caste, that's what they name you. Things like trash. And just to give you another quick anecdote and story that Dr. Law told me when I spoke with him is they saved this child in northern India. His name was Caleb. Except they are the ones that named him Caleb. And when they saved him out of childhood slavery. He'd been sold into slavery by his family for a 50-pound bag of rice. And he was part of a very low caste. And he didn't even have a name. They had never even named him. They just called him Blackie because he had dark skin. So I feel real strongly that supporting a mission like this, I don't know that there's anything better that we could do. And so we just want to highlight this mission for you, and we want to tell you that if you feel led to give above and beyond your tithe, just make sure that you put on your offering that it's for the Central India Christian Mission. And the other thing I want to let you know is if we have a little contact form, a little tear-off sheet here, about once a month, I'm going to be sending out an email with prayer requests from this mission. And more importantly, there's a church planter that we've begun to support there. We're partially supporting them. We hope in the future to be able to do more of that. And one of the things I love about Journey is that we're a church plant that supports other church planting. And this is an opportunity for us to help support church planters in another country. And this church planter, he's going to face a whole lot more persecution than we do here. There's a strong likelihood he may go into an area where he's going to die. So if you want to be a part of praying for this church planter, for this mission, if you'll just put your email address and kind of put a little dash mark by it and put CICM, then we'll know that you want to be included on those prayer requests and those emails, and those can be sent out. So if you'd pray for me, I'd like to pray for this mission, and then we'll continue to worship our Lord Christ. Heavenly Father, I thank you for, Lord, people like Dr. Lal, who by your graciousness and your mercy and your good plan, Lord, you raised up to proclaim your name to the peoples of India. Lord, it's a very dark nation, and it's, Lord, in need of you. God, it's so many things there that need your love and your mercy. And God, in your great wisdom and in your understanding, you know that resources need to be sent and people need to be sent, Lord. So I pray in our hearts, Lord, that we would remember them in our prayers and think about them often, Lord. And that, Lord, however and whenever and wherever you want to use us, God, I just pray that we would have open hearts, Lord, for you and for these people. In Jesus' name, amen.